Hello, and welcome to ISHN's podcast, The Evolution of Gas Detection Safety. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss how portable gas detection has changed and how the market has matured. Gas detection equipment has become smaller, faster in response, more durable, and provides more data on safety conditions of workers. But the proliferation of these devices has introduced new logistical challenges, which technology and creativity are helping to solve. Our guest expert today is Jason Fox. Jason is currently the MSA Portable Gas Detection Segment Marketing Manager for Northern North America and has been with MSA for 11 years. Jason has prior manufacturing and safety experience in the chemical industry, and he's also a volunteer firefighter in his spare time. Welcome to the podcast, Jason.
Thank you, David.
Let's dive right in, Jason. First question for you. Since we're talking about the evolution of gas detection, talk about how far gas detection safety has come over the past 100 years.
Well, David, it really has come a long way over the past 100 years. When we think back in the early parts of gas detection, one of the first invention ideas was the flame lamp, and that actually is almost 200 years old that concept was born, and that was to protect miners, coal miners primarily, from the hazard of methane. That technology worked in a kind of a crude way, in that the flame would grow as the presence of methane grew, and so it was kind of a warning, and in some cases really a dire warning for those miners. Then we transitioned over to a notion of using animals, things like canaries, right, because canaries have different types of physiologies than humans do. In their respiratory cycles, they take in a hazard like carbon monoxide, both on the inhalation and the exhalation of their breathing cycle. So they were very quick to be affected by carbon monoxide, because as we know today, and as people started to find out over time, there's more than just one hazard. So you maybe had methane, then you maybe had a fire or an explosion in a mine, then you had a major problem, additional problem, a lethal problem with carbon monoxide down in those mines. So we kind of did this transition from, in essence, a protected candle burning, inside of a container that mitigated somewhat its explosion risk with a flame lamp, to using animals to help to detect gas. Then we transitioned into the electronic age in early 1900s. And
yeah, I was going to ask you, Jason, that was my second question. What led to the venerable canary in the coal mine joining the ranks of the unemployed, you could say?
That's a good question. It really was driven by the electronic age. We saw in the early 1900s that analog electronics started to come onto the scene. And then that has transitioned, kind of full scale into digital electronics by the end of the last century. So the answer, though, is innovation is the answer to what drove the canary, to losing its job down in the mines.
Okay. So today, what is this industry 4.0, Jason, and how is it shaping today's gas detection programs?
So global industry has been, changing since the 1700s. We moved from steam and water power, through to that electric age, where we had that shift from analog to digital. So industry 4.0 is the fourth industrial revolution, and it ties together a lot of the buzzwords that we hear today in media, terms like data analytics, the Internet of Things, the cloud, cybersecurity. So, you know, things, though, aren't just changing in that we're reading these buzzwords. Things are changing in our lives and how we live and how we work. And in that industry 4.0 revolution or evolution is helping to enable safety at new levels. And I would say it's doing that exponentially. So it's having a growth, an exponential growth in what's available to safety managers.
So you've done a nice job of explaining the fourth industrial revolution, Industry 4.0, and you talked about how it's taken safety to a higher level, certainly. I was wondering, specifically when it comes to gas detection equipment, how has Industry 4.0 and the technology and the things you mentioned, like the cloud and data analytics and smart sensors, how has that reshaped gas detection?
I think it's reshaped gas detection primarily in the lines of the cloud and connectivity, in that now we had gas detection devices, so we've had them for 200 years. The flame lamp, you had to look at it to see what was going on. Quite frankly, a gas detector 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you still had to look at the screen or to wait for its audible alarm to go off to see what was going on. So now connectivity with the Internet of Things, the cloud, that allows those exposures and alarms and safety concerns to be conveyed over to someone who's remote, someone who's not not standing with that worker.
Okay, Jason, can you give me a specific example of how connectivity can work?
Sure, David. So connectivity and the connected worker today, as it relates to gas detection, it starts out with oftentimes their own personal monitors or their pumped sampling monitors to maybe pre-sample before they're entering into a confined space. So it is starting at the worker level, in that they hear and see, you know, those local alarms. But then the whole notion of connectivity is that people beyond that work area, people who are safety managers, people who can direct different types of emergency responses to rescue people in the event of different types of gas or vapor exposures, they're seeing that information remotely. So the readings from those personal monitors, those pumped gas detectors, now, you know, with area monitors as well, that information is all streaming up through mobile devices, up through the cloud, and coming back to a software solution like Safety.io, where everything, you know, is gathered into one place. So people can see on a map, you know, where an alarm is going off. They can see what the hazard is, how high the readings are, and then you can start to reach out to people remotely and inquire of what's going on. Is help needed? Does a rescue team need to be sent? And now when you go to send that rescue team, you have a lot more information to prepare them with on how to safely approach that scene.
Why do people, safety and health managers, want to be connected in more digital ways to their workers' safety status?
I think it boils down to a simple fact. They want to because now they can. So people want to be more connected, with technology to their worker safety, as now they can. So in the past, that really wasn't a realistic option. So in some ways you kind of look at it as like that technology has led to an enlightenment, you know, where technology has opened people's eyes as to what they can now do. So, you know, you had a safety manager in a traditional role, and now they're starting to see all these new tools that can take them from being simply, you know, compliant with a gas detection safety program to being proactively safe with that program.
Interesting. Again, you kind of led into my next question. What do folks do, Jason, with all the data that the world can now throw at them through this connectivity and the smart sensors and the analytics, the so-called big data? What do folks do with it all?
Yeah, big data can be a scary term for some people. So usability is really the key. That the data has to be, usable, and that's probably the main point here. Gas detection safety data, it has to be convenient, for use for that safety manager. Mm-hmm. Has to be available live when the alarms and those potential exposures are going on. It also has to be available nights and weekends. Whenever it's really needed for the safety manager, that data needs to be available. So usability, accessibility is a key factor in that. And then there's also the data analytics part, in that the data has to tell a story and paint a picture of your safety situation today. And then that can provide some predictive outcomes and advice, to shape the future path of your gas detection safety program.
What you've talked about answering my questions, Jason, really shows just how far gas detection has come. Going back, as you started out saying in the beginning, a couple of hundred of years, from canaries to cloud and analytics, and being able, safety people being able to be much more proactive. So my wrap up question for you is, can you summarize again for listeners what you think are the most important points you've made in this podcast that lead to the need to change and changes still to come in gas detection?
Sure. We really have seen a lot of change. As you mentioned, we went from a flame lamp I would say that it glowed more as you neared a point of no return, to using a pet bird, as that was really, cutting edge technology at the time, right? A canary was technology. We've transitioned through the whole electrical age and into that fourth industrial revolution. So today we have so many more things to be concerned about, though, too. And with those modern, like, safety software tools and connected devices, we have so many more ways to be proactively safe and safer out in the field for the people who are doing this important work. So I would say that it's a great time to be a safety manager today. Those innovations and advancements in safety are amazing, and I think they've been growing at a pace that we've never seen before. But they're really driven by, today, that notion of being connected to your workers, being connected to their live status, what is going on in their environment at that moment, and then also to be connected to that data analytics, to paint the picture of where things have been and where things can go to make workers more safe.
Great summation, Jason. One more question for you. How can listeners get more information about this evolution you've talked about and the innovations that are now available?
Sure. Safety.io is an MSA company, and their website is www.safety.io.com. Safety.io is our connected worker software as a service company, and that website is a great place to check into to see the advancements in technology and how MSA, what our offering is in that connected worker area. Also, a new product for us would be the Altair IO 360 gas detector. You can check that product out at us.msasafety.com/Altair-IO360.
Excellent. Well, that's a wrap, folks. I hope today's podcast has given you a good understanding of just how dynamic and fast-changing gas detection is in 2020 and will be in the coming years. I think Jason did an excellent job of giving you an overview there. So I thank Jason. Thank you for some excellent answers and excellent insights into this, again, very dynamic and fast-changing part of the safety world, gas detection.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I thank all our listeners for joining us with this podcast.